with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Donald Trump's announced he's banning travel to the United States from 12 countries on national security grounds. The US president promised restrictions on returning to office and says a recent attack in Colorado has underscored the need to act quickly.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
Yemen, Somalia, Haiti and Libya are among the countries on the banned list. 100,000 children could be lifted out of poverty as free school meals are extended. All children in households on universal credit in England will be entitled to the meals from September next year. Aid centres in Gaza are expected to reopen later after being shut by an Israel-backed relief group. It says the closures were for renovations and improvements, but the UN's accused Israel of using aid as a weapon. Cancer patients are facing dangerous delays to their care because of staff shortages, according to a report. The Royal College of Radiologists says recruitment freezes aren't helping. And Dr. Judith Anderson from the college says experienced medics are quitting.
There's been a chronic problem in clinical oncology in recruiting and retaining the workforce. But what we're now seeing is that more people at the senior part of the workforce are leaving the workforce earlier than we would expect them to. And that's partly because of the stress and the burnout of constantly trying to deliver care in a timely fashion.
The Department of Health and Social Care says it'll soon publish a refreshed workforce plan. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Music to settle to, inspire and just accompany this morning. It's Thursday, it's early breakfast. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello there.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Elegia by Carl Jenkins. He was also the conductor of that performance of it by the London Philharmonic Choir and the Adeimus Symphony Orchestra. And before that, the City of Prague Philharmonic had Paul Bateman in charge as they played Handel's Sarabande. Apparently everyone's visiting Prague right now or this month because it's got some of the best beer festivals and events going on in June. But it's more about celebrating the craft and artisanship of the drink and all that comes with it. Indeed, nighttime pub crawls were banned in the city last October, and elements of Czech beer glassware have been added to the World Heritage List, as has the place where they grow certain hops. Let's raise a glass or cup of whatever you like then to Early Breakfast on Classic FM this morning. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello, let's initiate Thursday, June the 5th. It's so great. The launch from Apollo 13 by James Horner. Joel McNeely had the baton in hand for the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And Ed Smiley, the NASA engineer that led the team that saved the Apollo 13 crew, passed away just over a month ago, actually, at the age of 95. It was his quick thinking that helped them fashion the carbon dioxide filter that they needed on the ill-fated flight to ensure that they didn't suffocate. And he'd asked the astronauts for a list of miscellaneous items on board that might be able to help. And he said that when he learned that duct tape was there, he was relieved. The final contraption involved that, a sock, the flight plan binder, hoses from spacesuits and a plastic bag. Amazing. Rest well, Mr. Smiley. Was he actually depicted individually in the film, though? I can't remember. This is Classic FM, and now something equally fantastic.
Thank you.
A ball from the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz, the Philharmonia Orchestra, had Esa-Pekka Salonen in charge. Let us have some piano piece now. And on Tuesday on Early Breakfast, I played a cello version of the prelude from J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 1. And it reminded me just how perfect I think that piece is. So I've got the piano version for us now on Classic FM. Small but perfect, and performed by Daniel Barenboim.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The Mountain King by Hugo Alfvén, played by the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra under Nermi Järvi. But I'm going to just briefly rename that to the Mountain Queen in honour of Katie in Glasgow, who tells me she has officially finished summiting all of the Coolin Mountains, which is an epic feat. And she sent me some pictures of her scaling thin ridges and sitting on crazy rock lines. Absolutely amazing, Katie. You should feel extremely proud. What's the next challenge then? We also heard our moment of piano piece before that. Daniel Barenboim played the prelude from J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 1. And still to come before 5 on Classic FM, ever seen flowers dance?
Classic FM.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
When you contact your insurance company, you want to speak with a real person. At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on. And that means providing outstanding personal service. With NFU Mutual, you can easily speak to your local agent or call our UK team. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
A pair of pavans on Classic FM. The Sinfonia of London played Ravel's Pavan for a Dead Princess with John Wilson on the podium. And four A's before that saw Ivor Bolton direct the Basel Chamber Orchestra. Well, tomorrow night on Classic FM, our composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, and lyricist Don Black will make a great pairing as they discuss working together. In the latest episode of Real Music with Debbie Wiseman, a series that sees her speak to some of the people from stage and screen that she has collaborated with over the years and play some of their favourite music. So join the two of them this Friday from 9.
Thank you.
Simon Rattle in charge of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra playing the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. Just glorious. Hopefully that's what my flowers will be doing after I've given them a good feed this weekend. It's Classic FM. Let's get the latest news next then. After which, the heart asks pleasure first. And we'll go stargazing with today's Dawn Chorus. And if you would like a mention with that, drop me a text. The number is 61812.
Classic FM.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. A new travel ban to the United States will come into force next week. People from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Haiti and Eritrea, will not be able to visit at all, and those from a further group will be restricted. President Trump announced the measures in a video address on his Truth Social platform.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. And nothing will stop us from keeping America safe.
A senior Democrat says the policy will isolate America on the world stage. 100,000 children could be lifted out of poverty as free school meals are extended. All children in households on universal credit in England will be entitled to the meals from September next year. Women taking weight loss jabs are being warned to be extra careful with contraception. The injections have been previously linked to surprise pregnancies, despite patients being on the pill. Now, a medicines watchdog says there's not enough safety data on whether the drugs can harm a baby. Aid centres in Gaza are expected to reopen later after being shut by an Israel-backed relief group. It said the closures were for renovations and improvements. And farmers could be facing another poor harvest after the hottest spring on record. A think tank's warning climate change is already having a devastating impact on food security and shopping bills. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hi from me, Lucy Coward. There really is no better.